see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon. Glad to have you all around. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of this program called Watchman for Jesus. Website is watchmanforjesus.com, and it pretty much tells you but what this show's about. However, I do talk about other parts besides the supernatural. But today we're going to talk about transhumanism and what is the supernatural. I've had this idea, and ironically enough, some other folks have talked about this morning, have me talk about it. I was going to talk about today the Wesak Festival, but you know, I changed my mind. I may talk about it during one of the Bible studies, but the Wesak Festival is almost unheard of by majority of the public. The New Age folks know about it. But the Wesak Festival, W-E-S-A-K, that's going on, probably ending today, or maybe it may go on throughout the week, it started at 9th, is as important, if not more important, than the Council of Foreign Relations. More important than Bohemian Grove. More important than the meetings of the Club of Rome or the Trilateral Commission. Family, what goes on at the Wesak Festival is supernatural entities, supernatural goings-on, we'll say, getting together to decide to set the next century up for what they're going to do, according to them. And they're the hierarchy that instructs what the Council of Foreign Relations is going to do. All the Council of Foreign Relations, all they are, is nothing more than a think tank. Same thing for the importance of Tavistock is a think tank. Now, think tank is nothing more than a group of folks that are experts in particular different fields that submits their recommendations and findings to a higher level. They're just a think tank. That higher level is the Illuminati. And the Illuminati, your royal families of today, that are Italian, Roman, and all other nationalities, including Chinese and every other kind, 26 families to be exact, with some more added to it. They can trace their bloodlines way back to the pharaohs of Egypt. That's pretty high level. Well, they're slaves to another group, actually. I'll leave it at that. This involves the supernatural. This is what runs the world today. I don't even look at this show here as being religious, really, because all I'm doing is actually identifying to you exactly how this world actually operates. And with extreme evidence that you will not refute. You can try, and I wish you would, please. But putting together the facts and the players, the attendees of this, you find out it's a mind-blowing operation that goes back centuries upon centuries upon centuries of bloodlines that have existed throughout mankind history. That train, they plan hundreds of years in advance. Well, the Civil Rights Movement, for example. Civil Rights Movement, 1960s. That was planned to take place in 1425. It was put into effect in 1712, when the first slaves were brought into the South, the so-called Bible Belt. That's when it was actually put into place for the Civil Rights Movement. 8 steps, 250 years of planning process. Tyler talks about it exactly, but way before Tyler, the strategy has been used through centuries upon centuries. Following 8 steps, 250 years, democracy to dictatorship. Civil Rights Movement was planned long, long before 1960. Follows 8 steps, 8 phases that are guided along by the generations of the Illuminati. I don't look at the small picture. I look at the big picture. When you look at the small picture, it's like trying to put out a house fire with a garden hose. It's never, ever, ever going to happen. Not going to happen. And those professors or analysts at CFR or wherever they want to be from, Harvard, don't care. They're never going to come up with any solution that's viable. They're not. It's not going to happen. It's impossible. And the Joint Chief of Staff will never understand why some of their deadlines are not met. They get excuses and petty reasons why. But they'll never understand the real reasons why their deadlines are not met to bring in the New World Order. They'll never understand it. Another conspiracy, and I'm going to dedicate the broadcast as I do every morning, every afternoon. They literally control worldwide at one time, at the same time, under protocol. Anybody gets out of line, they kill them. They die. They use nihilists at all levels of society to kill off those that start to get a case of conscience or decide to get out of it. They will not. They will kill them. They make the deaths look like suicides, accidents, and medical reasons. They control worldwide banking. That's just one part. That's 1/11th of the total conspiracy. Not the bankers. The bankers are nothing but pawns in a bigger game. That's nothing. Bernanke's and all these guys, man, these are throwaways. Holder, Pelosi, Obama. These are throwaways, man. This is small potatoes. Biden. These guys are nothing, man. They're nothing compared to the higher level hierarchy and the ones under them can throw away these Bidens and Holders and Obamas and Hillarys, Clintons, all these. They're nothing. They'll toss them away and have them replaced in less than 24 hours. I'm talking about high level. They control worldwide banking. All businesses, CEOs, dime a dozen. Military, generals, are dime a dozen, man. Second, one, two-star generals, there's nothing. Nothing whatsoever. Pentagon? Pfft. They do as they're told to do. All politics, controlled by the Illuminati, by the CFR, and the CFR is controlled by the highest level Illuminati. The Committee of the 300. It goes higher. There's a higher level control that controls the Committee of the 300. All education worldwide is controlled by these groups under protocol. The media, 100% controlled worldwide. Religion, every single religion has been created by this group. What they can't touch is the soul of a man or a woman, the soul of a human, the spirit and soul controlled by God under being born again. But religion, Christianity, every single religion has been formulated, designed, created to control, to steal money, to murder, mislead, misdirect. Every single religion, all of them, have been controlled by the same hierarchy. All the intelligence agencies, all of them operate under this Illuminati. The concert, the notice of, you know, the top secret, cosmic top secret, whatever it is. You think we've been told or led to believe that it's the CIA hiding from the KGB. That's the biggest bunch of baloney. The reason for the security classifications is not to hide it from the other countries' intelligence agencies. It's to hide it from the public and different levels of the military so they won't know what the other part's doing. That's what it's for. They got everything backwards. The CIA, the FBI, the NSA, the KGB, the Mossad, the BND, which is Germany intelligence groups, the DGSC, which is France, the MI5, MI6, and SIS out of Britain, the Communist Party hierarchy, the Interpol and Europol, drug cartels and their cartel leaders, the Mafia, organized crime, FEMA, the shadow government of the United States, and the ISI, which is Secret Services of Pakistan, to name a few, all work together. All work together. Saudi intelligence, Iranian intelligence, Turkish intelligence, all work together under one agenda against the public worldwide. Do you understand this? There's a flanking chart. There's a chart that I've accumulated. Quite a few, actually. I don't believe just one chart. I vet my sources. Made up of banking money groups. I got a whole list of them here. I got secret society groups, education groups. Got names of them. I got the actual names. Intelligence groups. I just gave you a sampling. All the religious groups. Political groups, man, they all work together under the Illuminati. Illuminati is controlled by a higher level group, different committees and councils. You see what I'm talking about here? So they control all the banking, the business, the military, the politics, the education, protocols, media, religions, all of them, intelligence agencies, medicine, drug companies, illegal drugs, organized crime. It's all totally controlled. People get out of whack, out of control, get a little power lust or get a case of the conscience. They kill them. It's not a problem. And then they cover it up because they control the law enforcement. Then they lie about it because they control the media. Family, they're going down, though, and there's nothing they can do about it because it's not religion. This is reality about the return of Jesus Christ. It is what's going to happen. And it's not about religion. Not even about politics. All this is to keep us divided and separated and so nobody will connect the dots. They want you to know. They'll tell you about religion. They'll tell you about politics. They'll tell you about economics and finance. They'll tell you, you know, these areas. But they don't want you, what they don't want you to do is to put them all together and find out, whoa, it's all connected. They don't want you to do that. But I can expose either one of the areas, and it won't make any difference. I got the names here of the families. I mean, it's identified. I got the locations, the different houses that they live. Houses, I don't mean the house. They're called houses as in the royal houses, like of the House of Habsburg in Austria, or the House of Gulep, G-U-E-L-E-L-P-H, or the House of Hanover in Germany, the House of Zogu in Albania, Savoy in Italy. See, different houses are the families. I don't mean the house as an address, but it's the total organization of it called the House of Habsburg or whatever. I mean, these are identified. And they don't care, really. But what they don't want you to do is connect the dots and use their organization against them. They don't want that. And they certainly don't want any of their own that's taken a blood oath to all of a sudden get a case of conscience or become born again and start spilling the beans, because if they was to have a mounted insurrection or a whole population to go against them, oops, now you got a little bit of a problem. And then if they start praying through Jesus, now you got a big problem, because that's where your power lies. Exists, we'll say. Well, there's a big picture going on. Dedicate the broadcast and let us get started here. We'll talk about transhumanism and some about the supernatural today. And the news. I want to talk some about the news, definitely. A lot of things are going on in this news today. I'll tell you that right now. Quite a bit that I want to expose and uncover for you. Spiritualism. Lord, today we come before you in prayer. We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We come before you today, Lord, to guide us today in this broadcast, to put us in the right direction, Lord, that we be able to expose the truth, to lay out the truth and expose the lies. That, Lord, that you'll guide us today. Give us our inspiration, our insight, wisdom, discernment. Father, we pray for our family members, for healing, for peace to come together, and for tragedies to bring families together. We pray today for Deb and her situation. We pray for her courage, for protection, and for guidance from the Holy Spirit, and to give her wisdom and certainly protection for the resolution in her situation. That, Father, we have been asked about this, Father, and we pray that you will cover in the blood of Jesus and give her guidance through the Holy Spirit about decisions to make and protection in this situation she's involved in. Lord, we pray for others we prayed for in the past, that, Lord, you'll lift them up, give them healing, and give us all protection, Lord, to be able to carry out your word, carry out what you want us to do. We pray for our veterans, especially in the next couple of days, Father, if they march in this American Spring March. Father, you'll protect this group. You'll seal away those attacks from, it's going to be from the inside. That, Father, even the marches, that you'll bring something good out of it if it happens. Lord, we pray for protection of those girls in Nigeria. We pray, Father, for the comfort of those families of victims in this past couple weeks of tragedies that's happened. And Father, to override this connection of Wicca to these events that's happening, to close down those portals that they've tried to open, and expose, Lord, the fallen angels, the demonic entities, and Father, the corrupt governments, that you'll expose their agenda. And Father, help us lead others to Jesus. And Father, while we pray, in the name of your Son, Jesus, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Fam, it's all about prayer. That's what it all resides down to. You know, you have supernatural beings. These supernatural beings are like people, energy, but they're like people, but they don't have bodies. They've existed since the dawn of time. You hear about it in all kinds of TV programs. You see it in movies. You also in the churches. It's in the Bible. Everywhere you look, every part of our lives surrounds this supernatural realm. And this supernatural realm, like these little beings called demons, but you also have angels from God. The supernatural realm is the rule, not the exception. We as human beings, we're the exception. And this is where the evil comes from, but this is also where the good comes from. There is a battle going around you. It's not physical. It manifests supernaturally. Now, this energy, these so-called demons, if you will, are specks of light, specks of energy. They're not full-bodied, you know, like in ghost, you know, these movies and so forth. But they can manifest and look like it. Demons are actual personalities. They are wicked, they're hateful, they're destroying. The demon spirits are personalities, just like human spirits are personalities. The demons are spirits, but they have not bodies in which to dwell. We're the spirits with bodies. Our spirits are from God, created in His image. Your soul separates you from all the other spirits. Your body in the physical realm separates you from all the other souls and spirits by giving you a definition, a physical definition. That's why all the faces are different. You have a body. Your spirit dwells in your body. You express yourself, spirit, with the faculties of your body. Everyone else can see your body, but he cannot see you. Because the real you is a spirit living inside the body like a vehicle. And the body is simply the house that it lives in. Someday your body will die, return to the dust. But you, your spirit, will never die. You return to God from when it came. If you are born again, if you're not born again, written in the book of life, your body will not be with God. Or your spirit, excuse me, I'm sorry. But your spirit, You're a personality. You express yourself with your body, and if you take away the body, the spirit cannot express itself on the physical realm. Cut off your tongue, and your spirit could not talk. Mm-hmm. Destroy your ears, and it couldn't hear. Put out your eyes, you can't see. Even though your eyes are blind, your ears are deaf, and your tongue is cut out, still your spirit is there, but it cannot see, hear, or speak. It's difficult to express yourself when you're handicapped. You see? You proceed to cut off the legs and arms, and you destroy your sense of smell and vocal cords, and you still have not destroyed your spirit. But your spirit can no longer express itself. Spirit has a body, but its faculties of expression have been destroyed. Now you can understand what I'm talking about here when I talk about the difference between spirit and the body, or the difference between you and the body. Now, these supernatural beings, these demons, are evil spirits without bodies, and they had bodies before the flood, but they lost those bodies because the flood took them away. The bodies went back to the dust of the ground. So the demons are evil spirits without bodies in which they can express themselves in the supernatural to the natural. They long to find expression in this world. It's like changing vibrations. For example, water is a spirit. So it acquires a change of frequency. It becomes an ice cube in the physical world of ice. Still the same water, but now has a different shape, a physical shape, because it changed the frequency. Same for you. Sort of. You see, you understand now then why evil spirits, which was cast out of man, have no rest and cannot be satisfied, because he is a spirit of Satan sent forth to destroy and kill. When he couldn't find expression in a body, and he was tormented until he, with the aid of seven other spirits more wicked than himself, was able to re-enter the man in the Bible and again find expression for his hatred and destruction. You go to Matthew 12:43. So, demon is a personality, a spirit. It's like you and I. Not evil, of course, but you have those that are, because they reside inside the body with the spirit of the human that is also there. Mm. As you yearn to do good, to speak kind words, to hear music, or see flowers and smell them and all that sort of thing, you express yourself in every conversation, hand movements and eye movements and body language and all that, to respond to every impulse with some expression. So, the demon spirits also yearn to express themselves, but cannot because they don't have a body. They got to wander through the land with no expression. Matthew 12:43. It tells you about this. They seek some body in which they can enter through the pineal gland in the head, to find expression to carry out their mission of evil. They have free will, and they will to be evil. So, this is where a lot of what happens today comes from. So when they say, laughingly and jokingly, which isn't really a joke, "Hey, man, the devil made me do it." Yeah. And they laugh about it. Well, there's some truth to that that people don't realize. They want you to know that evil in the movies is scary. So what happens when it's scary? I'm going to stay away from it. Yeah, they don't want you to know. They do not want you to know how to defeat it. You know how bad they don't want you to know? How bad they don't want you to know how to defeat it? Go to Matthew 17:21. in the King James Bible. Then go to Matthew 17:21 in NIV or other Bibles, and you won't find that verse in three or four of the Bibles. Others have changed it, because howbeit, this kind can only come out by prayer and fasting. So some demons are so powerful within you, of those that possess, that is, that it takes prayer and sacrifice, fasting, to get God to, the Holy Spirit, to get that demon out. On your part, prayer and fasting. Not just prayer, but fasting for the strong man, the demonic entity. They don't want you to know that. So look up Matthew 17:21, and you won't find, howbeit this kind can only come out by prayer and fasting. Mark 9:50, same thing. They took out the fasting part. Some new Bibles in 2013, they footnoted it. Then they say, now go to Mark 9:20. They seek some body in which they can enter and find expression to carry out their mission of evils. What goes on? So demons delight to use human lips or pen or to do their dirty work. Their choice power to defile, destroy, to lead astray is through the use of human instrumentalities. Now, in the news today, I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to show you how they manifest in the news today. When people read the news, you think, oh, it's current events. No. What they're reporting, and sometimes it's secret messages to other Illuminati, and sometimes they want to show you what they're doing before they do it. They put it in the news so that you have to see it, so you want to see it, and they have to do that. God must use human instruments nowadays. In Old Testament, he worked through men that were righteous, that were following him. God's got to use human instruments anointed by the Holy Spirit to bless, to inspire, to encourage, to lift those who need his divine help. So this instruction booklet, called the Holy Bible, these scriptures were written by holy men or righteous men of God who were moved by the Spirit of God to write. After all, the singers, dancers, songwriters, playwrights of Hollywood, in fact, make a pact with the devil, literally, this is documented. They write in their own blood a pact with the devil. This is not some Disney movie. This is for real. If they renege, say, well, I really don't want to do that. Well, it's okay, they tell them. Because if you do one good deed, it cancels the contract. Well, that they're lying to them. It doesn't. It binds them and their families. When you take a blood oath in Freemasonry, it does the same thing. The message of good news must be reported by human lips, and God uses human instruments to minister to the human family. Likewise, Satan uses human instruments to destroy the human family. That's what's going on today. Now, how does this equate to your lives right now? I'm going to give you a taste of it right now, of what I'm talking about. How this one named Satan or Lucifer, supernatural, is affecting your lives every day. And how it is set up, this so-called New World Order. Brock Chisholm reflects this in 1945, 1948. He was the director of the United Nations World Health Organization. And after 1945 began the plans to destroy the United States as a country. So they got to take it down piece by piece. He says it's exactly here what they're going to do. He says, and I quote Brock Chisholm, C-H-I-S-O-L-M, director of the United Nations World Health Organization, expressed the typical globalist view when he stated, I quote, in 1940s, to achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, their loyalty to family traditions, national patriotism, and religious dogmas. Now, what I do is I dissect these things. And what I do, my studies, I took, removed from the minds of men, individualism. I listed there. Loyalty to family. Destroy the family. Listed there. And another column, national patriotism. Listed there in that column. And get rid of religious dogmas in that column. And then I say, well, now, if I was going to do this, what would I do? What programs, what organizations, what manner of movement would I make? What programs would I come up with to destroy individualism in humans? To destroy the family? Lenin said, to destroy a country, you must destroy the family. To destroy any culture, you must destroy the family unit. Lenin said that. It's not a conspiracy, it's what he said. He was a student of Adam Weishaupt. All the way down the line as it carried through. If I was going to destroy national patriotism, how would I do it? If I was going to eliminate religious dogmas, how would I do it? Same-sex marriage is one. Depopulation, number two. Television, entertainment, with certain programs to mind manipulate people. Songs, like country music. I got out an old divorce, and I got drunk at night. All these things. What it does is open up the mind. The music frequency opens up the mind, and the words go in. It's like going to a class when you listen to music. The heavy rock metal. What happens? Suicides, drunk, drugs, satanic worship, because the music opens up the minds and the soul, and the entities, the demons come inside and they occupy that body. This is physics, biology, chemistry, alchemy, and it works. When Adolf Hitler spoke in the auditoriums of tens of thousands out there, they had what's called, it's microphone alchemy. It's got a long German name, very long actually, almost 20 letters. It's a very long name. And they had in his microphone a thin, very, very thin veil of gold. And that gold was alchemy. It's sound alchemy. When he'd speak, it would manipulate the particles. The effect of his speech would mesmerize the people listening. There's a name for it. And uses a thin, the gold has particular properties in it that affects the vibration of the words, that affects the bodies. Oh, yeah, buddy. Family, I'm bringing it home to you. I'm letting you know exactly how it works now. That's where we get the Humanist Manifesto. So then I did the same thing with that. The common doctrines of the secular humanism and Marxism and Leninism, which controls your education system since the day education was a one-room school. Humanism has always been controlling education in our history since the day it started, of one-room schools back in the 1700s. Does that sound unbelievable? Freemasonry has been a part of this since Nimrod. Has controlled the schools. I bet you want to quote, don't you? Charles Francis Potter, 1930, educator, said, and I quote Charles Francis Potter officially, "Education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. Every American public school is a school of humanism," unquote. You're probably saying, I want to read that. I'll say, okay. Look up Charles Francis Potter. The title of the article is Humanism, A New Religion. You'll find the publisher, Simon & Schuster, New York, New York. And the date is 1930, and go to page 128. You read it for yourself. I'm not playing around here. And this extends itself all the way to every college and university in America. Confirmed. Herbert London, Georgia N. Guyer, Roger Kimball. Confirm that every college and university has always been a Marxist, socialistic institution. That's why Rockefellers, like, for example, give $20 million to Harvard. A bunch of darn humanists, and they make sure it stays that way. So, that being said, what is the basic deadline of, or basic, the basic layout of humanism and Marxism and Leninism that pervades our education? One, deny the existence of God. How would they do that? Then you listen, you look at the articles, you look at the movements, you look at the laws being passed, you look at what the NAACP does, what the ADL does, what the NAACP, ADL, all the organizations. There's not one that's not affected by this. National Poverty Law Center, ACLU, every single one of them, Tea Party, all of them. If they haven't organized them, you can guarantee they've infiltrated them. Deny the existence of God. How are they doing that? Look at the articles. Look at the reports. Deny the existence of a soul. They don't want you to know this. So they hide it. They call it psychology and philosophy, which are useless courses. Freud, his nephew, Edward Bernays. It's all in the family. We're Luciferians. They were satanic. And that's a fact. It's not about religion. It's about reality. Deny the existence of God. Deny the existence of a soul. Deny the existence of absolute moral laws. Do as thou wilt is the whole of the law. They're starting to let people out of prisons, just like I told you all 5 years ago. Now they're doing it. They're getting rid of the death penalty. They're showing you how it doesn't work. They're showing you how it's cruel, unusual, blah, 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 blah. We're supposed to have the laws to support the Bible. That's the way it works. Now you change the laws. They go against the Bible. Ooh, here's some deep kimchi. And that's exactly what they're doing. Deny the existence of any inalienable rights, including the rights guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. They eliminated the Constitution, got rid of it in 1938. It's never meant to be followed, but to placate us. By just a bunch of political whiz-bangs, thank you, ma'am, gone out of here. Playing around, behind the scenes, placating the American public. We've never had a democracy. FDR confirms that behind closed doors, and a quote, March 4th, 1939, confirms. So what's the deal here? The National Defense Authorization Act, which actually goes back to FDR, and then Nixon had his NDAA Executive Order 11495 when he planned a dictatorship that failed. They had to cover it up with an impeachment. Then they brought in his cousin, Gerald Ford, to pardon him. They set up Spiro Agnew on false charges to get him out of there. He'd rather do that than die because they were going to kill him. All this is documented. You understand this? I'm not just making this up. I'm just getting down to it. So they brought in Gerald Ford to take the place of Spiro Agnew. And then Gerald Ford pardoned his cousin Nixon. Gerald Ford was an honest man. He was honest Mason, but he was a dupe. That's all he was. Like Woodrow Wilson. Deny the existence of any inalienable rights, including the rights guaranteed to us by the U.S. Constitution. That was rendered null and void a long, long time ago. Deny the sanctity of individual human life. Abortion. They're trying to legalize it. You see? Claim that they can only be successful in creating their utopia, the New World Order, by establishing a world government or new world order. And then lastly, they believe the traditional family must be eliminated in order to obtain world peace. Now, this is a summary. Based on the Humanist Manifesto 1, Humanist Manifesto number 2, and the writings of Karl Marx and Vladimir Lenin, back in 1848, Karl Marx, you know where he got his document from? He didn't write it. I got a copy of the one he plagiarized. He got a plagiarized document. He received a document that was named Science of Government, founded on natural law, written by Clinton Roosevelt, ancestor to FDR, 100 years before. Passed it on to Karl Marx, who plagiarized it. And he called it the Humanist the Communist Manifesto. And he got that from Clinton Roosevelt. Science of Government Founded on Natural Law, 1841. And Clinton Roosevelt, Luciferian and Freemason, received that document. He plagiarized it, called it Science of Government Founded on Natural Law. Through Manzini, after Adam Weishaupt died in the 1830s, and Adam Weishaupt completed the Worldwide Revolutionary Plan movement May the 1st, 1776, led by the supernatural realm. He was a Jesuit, of course, and we've been under that ever since, and that's what's carrying on today, the Humanist Manifesto. I think it's pretty important. So go back to 45 minutes ago, and I was telling you the 11 areas that we're controlled by. And this is all connected to the supernatural, too, by the way. It goes right back to their control of banking, business, military, politics, education, media, religion, intelligence agencies, drug companies, medicine, illegal drugs, drug cartels, mafiosa. It's all connected, family. And until Joint Chief of Staff, until Harvard, until these people understand this truth, they're wasting their time and they're wasting our time at their meetings and their councils. How does all this connect? I'll tell you an example. The Rockefellers created the Council of Foreign Relations along with Colonel Mandel House in 1921. The Rockefellers did. Now, with money, the Rockefellers gained control of the media. Well, there's your media. And with the media, the family, the Rockefellers, gained control over public opinion. Now, with control over public opinion, they gained control of politics. Oop, there's politics. And with the control of politics, they are taking the control of the nation, and they did. But they're nothing but lackeys. They're Rockefellers. But there's lackeys. They are lackeys that made $200 million off of World War, what was it? They, I'll make sure I get it right. World War One. They made $200 million for that family off of the death of our soldiers. Lord knows how much they made, the Council of Foreign Relations and the Rockefellers made off of the death of those in World War II. Because they manipulated this end again in World War II, because the major source of Hitler's financial power came from a chemical cartel called IG Farben. IG Farben, source of enormous power, came from Wall Street and the Rockefellers. Now, all this is through the demonic realm. It's all connected. This is how the supernatural operates in our world. So back to what I was talking about. These folks get possessed several different ways. Invocation, avatars, all kinds of ways. I'm not going to go into that. What I'm setting up today is to show you how the politics, the wars, the news that we're talking about here is happening before your very eyes and why it's really happening. I'm giving you the physics of it. You know, it seems kind of pitiful that a man would yield himself to the devil as a medium through which their own human brotherhood would be destroyed. But they do it. Why would they do this? Kind of sometimes I wish that people were before me, and as I would be talking about this stuff, and somebody would raise their hand, I know why, and I'd say, okay, teach me why. Well, I'm going to tell you why. You see, this world system includes commerce, politics, religion, education, entertainment, world kingdoms, world organizations, I just mentioned, and many other things. Now, through this world system, the highest of the hierarchy, they offer these Freemasons, these Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, these kings and queens, these ones that's working for the Illuminati. They offer them power, riches, possessions, worldly honors. Rhodes Scholarship is heavy in it. All Rhodes Scholars, every single one of them, work for the Illuminati. Nobel Peace Prize, work for the Illuminati. Every single one, not one, does not. Nobel was Illuminati. Cecil Rhodes, one of the most evil men in America. J.P. Morgan, need I say more? J.P. Morgan and Churchill, in fact, as historians confirm, were responsible for the murder by them of 1,201 lives May the 7th, 1915, of the Lusitania, working with Germany. They set him up to die to justify entrance into World War I. That's a fact. Same thing for the sinking of the Maine. Family, our war is within. You see, this supernatural realm that we're talking of right now, that I'm trying to bring across, they use an intellectual achievement to pick out the best of the best that they can use and pay off and lead astray. And also use social prestige, sinful pleasures, parties that you would not believe, of all ages of young boys and young girls. This hierarchy of the supernatural that works with our beings give power just people just about anything they could want. Now, that lays the groundwork very simply. Actually, this is very simple. I could go on to explain more about it. I wanted to talk about the supernatural today a little bit, and minus the WESOC, and we'll leave that alone. That's way over. That's too much. But I'm going to lead you to something that is used that you're not going to like, but I'm going to tell you anyway. But how often does this hierarchy of supernatural, we'll call it, uses some vile man or woman to defile an innocent boy or girl, then sends that boy or girl out in the missionary into the public schools, colleges, to defile the minds of others who were innocent. It's all the time. Now you see why the teachers who are led in these schools are now seducing the young boys, and the male teachers seducing the girls, while they're consuming infants other people in other areas. Why children are being abused sexually. It's not just because of sexual pleasure at all. Or just evil. It's because of the connection to the supernatural realm to be possessed. It's a way by which these demons can possess the body so they entice the human. You understand this? How often are baby boys and girls corrupted and robbed of their purity of heart before they reach the high school grades? The holy secrets of life are all dragged in the filth and mire of vile conversations, suggestions. Sweet babies returned, scarred forever by Satan's defilement. And it came out again just this week. About six young men in their 20s was abusing a sister for like almost 10 years. From 4 to 14 years old. It just came out recently. Just this week. Family, this is how they do it at the colleges in MK Ultra. Now, I'm not going to get any further with that. I can keep going for another hour about this. And the tragedy of what ignorance is about this. The manifestation of demons I can talk about for another couple of hours if I chose. But I want to give you an idea of how this affects you today. Now, here is my major point. What we've been talking about, energy. The demons are energy. Your soul is energy encased in the body. So when the demonic entities come inside your body, that's their energy intermingling with yours, and you don't have the protection of God because you've allowed it. You've given permission. Use of Ouija board, use of drugs, doing the vow, the royal secret of the Freemasons, is to sodomize, rape or murder at the 33rd degree level, create some abomination that allows possession of the body. You see. That's how they do it. It's called the royal secret. Masons don't know this at the lower level. Only the top level knows. Only one third of the 33rd degrees. They do this to the Pentagon. They do this to enhance their super soldiers. They do this to enhance their remote viewers. It's called possession. Because of this using children. Well, here's what they've done. They have now, over the past decades and decades, been able to synthesize demonic activity by using ELF transmission, electromagnetic energy, synthetic demonic influence. Not just the supernatural itself, but they're able to synthesize it using and harnessing electromagnetic frequencies. For example, the Earth resonance is something like 7.8, 8.2 hertz of natural resonance. Plutarch talks about this. If they target an individual or group with 10 or 11 hertz of energy, an individual, a march, a flash mob, whoever, they can do that. They can target using the ELF on microwave implants in the body, which they've accomplished, and they deliver 11 hertz, that person is riotous, ready to kill, angry, and don't know why. If they target with 6 hertz, it causes depression. You see? Now, me telling you all this I'm going to start giving you now some real examples. Transhumanists, superhuman powers, and life extension technologies will allow us to become like God, is the title of an article that came out May the 11th, 2014. The article says, if you could merge your current mind and body with technology that would give you superhuman powers and would allow you to live forever, would you do it? The article says, this is essentially what the transhumanism movement is seeking to accomplish. Transhumanists envision a day that when technology will allow humanity to become so advanced that sickness and disease and poverty and war will essentially be eradicated. Family, they're lying through their collective teeth. This is a false dream that they're leading you to be possessed, and that's where it's going to stop. They have NSSM 200 depopulation plan by Kissinger and Haig, furthered from 1973 to the start of Global 2000 plan by Billy Bob Carter. Billy Carter, former president and Luciferian Satanist Carter, a globalist. He's not a Christian by no stretch of any imagination. They're all part of this agenda. The depopulation plan. Now, depopulation is counter to what they're telling you here. Is it not? And they've already got the plan to depopulate. All this is just trying to pull you all in. And even the elites are being lied to. Transhumanism. In Armageddon, the last battle is not between humans and humans. These Haigies and all these others better get their act straight. Because Armageddon is between God and his transhumanized army that Satan is going to put up. That's the real Armageddon. 7 years after the first period of peace and prosperity. Hadn't happened yet. These theologians are lying to you. And this is provable beyond a shadow of a doubt. But they're telling people, as technology curve continues to steepen, transhumanists believe that our world will rapidly become transformed to a place that would be unrecognizable to us today. Because just a few decades from now, transhumanists believe that superhuman powers, extremely advanced life extension technologies, will allow them to essentially become like gods. That's a Rosicrucian idea that goes back thousands of years of man to become Superman. Hence the secret number 322 of Skull and Bones. Man to become like God, become like one of us, knows both good and evil, and live forever. Be like a god, and that's the carrot they're holding before humans. They never intend to allow it to happen. To most people, the idea of achieving immortality in our decaying physical bodies would sound absolutely ridiculous. But transhumanists are very serious about this. So one way they're seeking to accomplish this is by searching for a method that will enable them to store the human mind on a computer. It's not science fiction. Is what they're trying to do. If your entire consciousness could be uploaded onto a computer, it could conceivably later be downloaded into a futuristic kind of avatar or clone of some sort that once the technology has been developed. Genetic reprogramming. Family, this is old technology now. Now, a Chinese company, Hun Hai, world's largest contract electronics manufacturer. The ones that probably put in the defective chips in our F-15s and F-18s they got there now. Oh, that's another story. Anyway, they announced it intended to build a robot-making factory to replace 500,000 workers with robots over the next 3 years. Family, they bought out the United States. They own Idaho. They want to control the northwest part of America. They've already bought out 257-plus foreign trade zones in America, FTZs, allowed by our government. Ron Paul knows about it. They all know about it. They're all Rosicrucian or Secret Society members. They're all traitors, and let we still go along, rah, 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 with all this nonsense. They're all part of this agenda. But what the Chinese don't know is they're going to be destroyed by the Illuminati themselves. And it's going to focus back to the Middle East. It's something they don't know yet. Anyway. But transhumanism is a thrust toward transcendence. It's not a classic mysticism, but seeks a kind of a temporary transcendence, the driving force behind this evolution that's going to be ran by alchemy, by construction, by technology. Sounds exciting, don't it? Except it's all a lie. Now, let me give you, I've been talking here for a while, articles that's come out. I have on my website, watchforjesus.com, what I call the suicide conspiracy, attack on the United States combat soldiers. You can read that. It gives you a start. Now you've got, okay, now knowing we've got to pull away from God, allow Satan more latitude. That's how they're doing it. You have now increased appeals court, Virginia. Here's a gay marriage case. They're going to make it legal for gay marriage. Gay marriage is against the Bible. I'm talking about straight up. I'm not talking religion here. I'm telling you what they're rather doing all this all of a sudden. They get the country to make change the laws against what the Bible says. God pulls away. Satan gets the head up and fills a vacuum, and he moves right along with the program. That's how it works. And increases demonic influence, as I've tried to explain a little while ago. Are you not finding increases in, like, for example, this Colorado boy? This is common now. 13 years old, of killing his dad, concealing the death for days. In Oklahoma, English teacher, traded sex for grades. Teacher accused in killing and grilling disabled daughter on a barbecue. Second Pakistan man arrested for allegedly eating a newborn baby. Wicca group hosts a ritual to bring back the kidnapped Nigerian girls. Now, would it not be normal for these people, for the Wicca to have orchestrated, using the CIA, of course, and ISI, to have orchestrated the kidnapping? And then the Wicca do a ritual because Nigeria is heavily steeped in witchcraft. To then bring the girls back would give power to the Wicca. That's how the Vatican does it for their exorcisms. Well, this is wild stuff, but it's actually true. Last night I talked about how the Catholic Church is used in exorcism, how they really do it. Because of testimony of Alberto Rivera, a former Jesuit priest. Say goodbye to Idaho's gay marriage ban. You have Vito Carmisano, Michael Sam's boyfriend, huggy, kissy, facey going on there. Couples plan to challenge Alaska gay marriage ban. Family, it's all happening at once, and this is the reason why. And look at what Pope Francis says. Pope Francis says he would definitely baptize aliens if they ask him to. I mean, it's all hitting it once, boom, boom, boom. All at the same time. It's just hammering one day after the next. Now, I talked about the Council of Foreign Relations. Gave some idea about them. So let's hear what some of them got to say. That the Council of Foreign Relations controls, and we're going back a little bit, now I'm going to give you evidence about what I've been talking about that goes beyond me. The Council of Foreign Relations, formed by Rockefellers, for example. The Royal Institute of International Affairs in London is the sister to it. The Canadian International Institute is the one in Canada. Every country has its Illuminati. It's like an international institute. They're all connected together. Isn't that clever? Canadian Institute for International Affairs, CIIA, runs Canadian politics. That's how they do it. Now, the Council of Foreign Relations, which many of our presidents have been directors in 1993, for example, Bill Clinton was president. His cousin, Albert Gore, was vice president. Franklin Roosevelt, Harry Truman, Dwight D. Eisenhower, Lyndon B. Johnson, Richard Nixon, Jimmy Carter, George Bush, and majority of cabinet members since Woodrow Wilson have been members of the Council of Foreign Relations. It includes the judicial branch, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Sandra Day O'Connor back then. I'm not going to name all the names. I could, but I got them right here in front of me. But here we go. Judicial branch is covered by the Illuminati. Legislative branch, mixed up with Republicans and Democrats. State Department had 20 top-ranking officials and 14 ambassadors in the Illuminati, 1993. Who knows how many today? U.S. military, 11 of the top-ranking officials in the Defense Department and 7 top-ranking officials and members of the Joint Chief of Staff were members of the Illuminati, plus every Allied Supreme Commander, every Secretary of Defense since 1957, including Richard Cheney. Banking, Federal Reserve, Alan Greenspan, these are throwaways, Richard Cooper, all these guys. Chase Manhattan, Chemical Bank, Citicorp, First City Bank Corp, Morgan Guarantee, Bankers Trust, Manufacturers Hangover, Bank of America, and new banks that came after 93. Oil companies, Atlantic, Exxon, Mobil, Shell, Tenneco, Texaco, this go, that go, here we go, moving on. Automobile, Chrysler, Ford, General Motors when it was existing, Deere, GE, NBC, then computers, American Express, AT&T, Amtrak, IBM. Shoot, that goes back to the 1940s, working with Hitler, like Henry Ford did. Media, ABC, NBC, CNN, Fox, NBC, every single cotton picking one of them. Associated Press, Dow Jones, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Newsweek, Washington Post, Reader's Digest, Time Magazine, syndicated columnists, Wartenberg and Geyer. They're all part of the Illuminati. It's never stopped. I'm just telling you one part of it in this decade of 1990s. Education, 300 educators, 30 presidents. From where? Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Columbia, Stanford, MIT, Cornell, University of Texas, Double Horn, Satanic, yeah, buddy, University of California, University of St. Louis, Rockefeller University, Johns Hopkins, University of Chicago, University of Miami, City College, New York, George Washington University, University of Wisconsin, Rochester, I already said Rochester, Brookings Institute, Hudson Institute, Wharton School of Economics, MIT, I said that already, Princeton, I already said that, Social Psychiatry, Stanford Research Institute. Man, it just makes me all tired just saying it all. And about 100 other universities in America. Now you got it. And they're sub to a higher level group that controls them. Now, that being said, how about this?
A special televised meeting of the New York-based Council on Foreign Relations provides a window to the real story. The speaker, Vice President Dick Cheney, takes a question from David Rockefeller.
Vice President, I just enjoyed so much your whole speech, but I was particularly pleased that you gave such a strong endorsement for the free trade agreement for all the Americans, subject that has been of great concern to me for many years, and particularly recently, and I think it's absolutely essential for the strength of our economy.
Rockefeller's role in the drive for an FTAA was a lot more central than he portrays. Rockefeller cultivated Latin American leaders who could be counted on to support such a proposal. Both the 1994 Miami Summit and the FTAA proposal were conceived and nurtured by a Rockefeller-created network. Prominent among the organizations sponsoring the Miami event were the Council of the Americas, founder and honorary chairman, David Rockefeller, the Americas Society, chairman, David Rockefeller, the Forum of the Americas, founder, David Rockefeller, the Institute for International Economics, financial backer and board member, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, founder and honorary chairman, David Rockefeller. Rockefeller's influence also extends to the current administration. He was chairman emeritus of the CFR when Vice President Dick Cheney once served as a director, a relationship that Cheney concealed during his congressional career.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Find that funny? I don't find it funny. I find it sick. Now, let's see what she has to say.
Thank you very much, Richard, and I am delighted to be here in these new headquarters. I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future. I mean,
she's talking about the Council of Foreign Relations. It's all in the background of where she's standing. It says the Council of Foreign Relations. That's where she's at. Now, let's see what we talk about concerning the formation of Al-Qaeda.
We also have a history of kind of moving in and out of Pakistan. I mean, let's remember here, the people we are fighting today, we funded 20 years ago. And we did it because we were locked in this struggle with the Soviet Union. They invaded Afghanistan, and we did not want to see them control Central Asia. And we went to work. And it was President Reagan, in partnership with the Congress, led by Democrats, who said, you know what, sounds like a pretty good idea. Let's deal with the ISI and the Pakistani military, and let's go recruit these Mujahideen. And let's great. Let's get some to come from Saudi Arabia and other places, importing their Wahhabi brand of Islam so that we can go beat the Soviet Union. And guess what? They retreated. They lost billions of dollars, and it led to the collapse of the Soviet Union. So there's a very strong argument, which is, wasn't a bad investment to end the Soviet Union, but let's be careful what we sow because we will harvest. So we then left Pakistan. We said, okay, fine, you deal with the stingers that we've left all over your country. You deal with the mines that are along the border. And by the way, we don't want to have anything to do with you. In fact, we're sanctioning you. So we stopped dealing with the Pakistani military and with ISI, and we now are making up for a lot of lost time.
Now, she tells you part truth, but the lies that she's telling right now is that we never destroyed the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union just changed its name. It was never destroyed. Number two, we're not fighting the Al-Qaeda. We're funding the Al-Qaeda, and always have been, and always will. See, a lot of her, what she says to here in this testimony, is part truth and part lie. We continued on and we brought the Mujahideen, 10,000 of them, on into Kosovo and the Balkans. Never stopped. I know for a fact I was there November, 1999, 2004, and every chance I got and every meeting per week, every week, for 5 years, I was asking our military, U.S. military, because I would attend Camp Bondsteel, Monteith, and a bunch of other meetings. I was security officer for the OSCE, the same group that group got kidnapped in Ukraine. Well, I worked for OSCE in Kosovo for 5 years as security manager in the eastern region of Kosovo. I was there. And I'd bring up, why do I have Al Haramain, which also had a group in Oregon and Washington State, by the way, Haramain, which are based, linked up to Al-Qaeda, in my region, running around loose like nobody's bothering them? Why is RHIS, with their names actually spray painted on the side of their Mitsubishis, they're also banned in Afghanistan and other places mixed with Al-Qaeda, running around in my region? Well, my seven-year tour there, my seven-year contract ended after 5 years. You can only imagine why. But in any case, I never stopped, and I refused to stop questioning things. I don't care what the result is, which is obvious. But I will tell you the details, that in 1993, about the time that that the Clintons were in control of the Illuminati too, the Council of Foreign Relations, the CIA, in fact, asked the Pakistani ISI to divert part of their dregs, their Mujahideen, to Bosnia to assist the Muslims there in the fight against the Serb Orthodox Christians, as directed by the Jesuits. The transfer to Bosnia was funded by the Saudi intelligence. The arms and ammunition was given by the Iranian intelligence. Leadership and motivation was provided by serving retired officers of the Pakistani military and Turkish intelligence. And Omar Sheikh, the man who killed bin Laden in 2001. Let me say that again, make sure there's no mistake. Omar Sheikh, the man who killed bin Laden in 2001. Yeah, that's who I said. Who masterminded the kidnapping of Daniel Pearl in the Wall Street Journal, also working with CIA. He had his jihad experience inoculation in Bosnia, in the same way that bin Laden had his inoculation in Afghanistan. But bin Laden went rogue on him, and the CIA had bin Laden killed in 2001 by Omar Sheikh. So from Bosnia, they were diverted to Kosovo by the CIA, and thereafter just kind of left in the lurch after they had done the USA's hatchet job in the Balkans. And I know for an absolute fact that when I'd warned the State Department on this, they didn't want to hear it none, that the NLA, Albanian terrorists, that were part of the KLA, was operating in Macedonia. And I kept track of their, and I still got the maps, I kept track of their terrorist camps. And tried to tell the State Department down there in Macedonia, in Skopje, and in a couple of get-togethers, they didn't want to hear none of it. I said, you're going to have terrorist activity here in Macedonia in a couple months by the NLA and a couple other their organizations. He said, nah, ain't going to happen, and he just walked away. Well, they did. Well, at the end of it, you had the Macedonian forces closing in on the NLA one night in Arachevo. And I know also for a fact that a member of a contract group of Americans, retirees or specialists, called MPRI, based out of Virginia, 17 of them were advising the NLA that night. And at the same time the Macedonian forces were closing in on them, they had a group, the CIA, the government had a group of MPRI with the Macedonian forces at the same time, in the same night. So what I got through some reports, there are copies of, that the MPRI, 17 of them that requested assistance, like real quick from Bonstil, to have them hella lifted out, like now, because the Macedonian forces closing with the MPRI with them was closing in on them. Now, wouldn't that have been embarrassing? I know it for a fact, man. 17 of them were hella lifted out. So when the Macedonian forces, the MPRI advisors, advanced on the terrorists, no problem. They put them on school buses and patted them on the butt with baby powder and sent them back to Kosovo on school buses. Okay, now you go away, run away, go on, go back. Oh, man. What a game we run. How about that? It's all come back around. Now, the control of our troops, control, and our citizens, and our children, is being orchestrated by Illuminati, by groups. How about this?
Brain-machine interfaces, a technology that marks the beginnings of a new kind of man, the cyborg, the robot man. Neuro-robotic technology can be applied in different directions. The brain controlling the machine, or, inversely, the machine controlling the brain.
So we're just going to go through each one of these arms. One, two, three,
yeah, it's talking about lab rats.
Four, five,
with
six.
These devices on the little rat's head that controls the brain.
But a third option is also possible. One brain controlling another brain via the interface.
They control the action of the rat by a computer.
How does this work in the case of the robot rat? All you need, in fact, are three well-positioned electrodes. Two electrodes in the sensory cortex of the rat send stimuli to the zones connected to its whiskers. When the rat follows the signal sent to its left side and turns in that direction, it is rewarded with a discharge into its pleasure zone. This discharge produces a flow of dopamine, providing instant pleasure. This zone is also called the brain's reward center. We possess a reward center too, just like the rat. In the process of creating a cyborg, this is square one. If we send a stimulus to the zone related to the hand, we create a sensation in that area. In the same way, via the motor cortex, we can provoke an involuntary movement. In Boston, the first machine-brain interface trials have already been conducted on paraplegic patients. Thanks to an electrode chip called the Brain Gate, they can operate a computer remotely by thought. So it's no coincidence that these researches are partly funded by DARPA, the U.S.'s Defense Research Agency. Neuroscience will bring us the soldier of the future.
This is a new deal, gentlemen.
Enemy center of gravity is downtown.
Just get a good view from here.
A remote-controlled soldier? A soldier who, in the midst of a battle, can be sent crucial data and information downloaded into his brain? A soldier who can control his fears?
Are the remote-controlled soldiers already here? Yes, they are. They're committing suicide, 22, 26 per day. It's actually a firefight. And it shows the reaction of the soldiers being in.
Dude,
the reactions.
People all.
Dude, those two people.
You said, who pulled up in the white car? I shot that dude in the white car, ran in.
Oh, yes. You're going to get it. Yes. Naughty little boys. Yes. 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 Yes.
We possess a reward center too, just like the rat. If we send a stimulus to the zone related to the hand, we create a sensation in that area. In the same way, via the motor cortex, we can provoke an involuntary movement.
You little shoot it at us! You little die!
We are going to reach a level of control. The more we learn about the brain, the more researchers discover how little our consciousness and will control our choices and behaviors. Our way of living might be completely transformed by the convergence of neuroscience, genetics, and nanotechnology.
Oh, I'm just getting started. I have loads more to show you. Let's move right along.
Infiltration of our National Security Agency by devil worshippers starting in 1960s, a.k.a. NSA devil worshippers, and the plot to mind control us via MKUltra piggybacked on TV and radio signals, starring NSA's Michael Aquino.
Intelligence agencies have infiltrated and created some satanic groups, with the resurgence of these groups beginning in 1966, particularly with the birth of the Church of Satan, founded by Anton LaVey. Prior to the Church of Satan, LaVey ran a group called the Magic Circle. LaVey's most famous associate is the National Security Agency General Michael Aquino. At the time of his membership in LaVey's group, Aquino was an Army specialist in intelligence and psychological warfare. In 1973, he became the executive officer of the 306th Psychological Operations Battalion, contemporary with his founding of the Church of Set. General Aquino's psychological warfare campaign has started or infiltrated cults and other closed systems as part of a concerted effort to control large numbers of people and to destabilize the centers of constitutional and legal authority, both here in the United States and in other nations. This methodology is part of a concerted plan that spans several generations. This methodology is part of a concerted plan that spans several generations. The Church of Satan and the Church of Set, as well as other cults and mainstream organizations, are closed systems with their own belief systems that are insular and separate from the reality that most people take for granted. During the 1960s, he was prominent in the Church of Satan and a close friend of Anton LaVey until he started his own Church of Set. A police intelligence report dated July 1, 1981, reads, quote, "The Church of Set is a group of hundreds of members that operates on a national level. Michael Aquino is the official head and rules through a council of nine who are in fact his lieutenants," unquote. At least two members of the Council of Nine at that time were members of Army Intelligence. In the late 1980s, Aquino was accused by the San Francisco Police Department of being involved in a satanic child molestation ring centered on the daycare at the Presidio military base where Aquino was stationed at the time. Probable victims numbered at 68, many of whom had contracted venereal disease, claiming that criminal charges against Michael Aquino were dropped due to pressure from the army. General Aquino admitted to renting the German castle where the Nazi SS were formed and reenacting the secret ceremony among fellow intelligence officers dressed in full Nazi regalia. General Aquino is now the highest-ranking officer in the National Security Agency, along with General Black and General Hayden. General Michael Aquino wrote, "From PSYOP to Mind War, the Psychology of Victory." Aquino's thesis stated that enemy populations could be subdued by inflicting a state of psychological terror and feelings of imminent destruction. He discusses the use of psychotronic weapons or electromagnetic weapons that influence the mind. Capitulation could be induced without firing a shot by extremely low-frequency signals piggybacked on broadcasts of radio, TV, or microwave communications in order to influence and manipulate the thoughts and feelings of the target population. General Mike Aquino wrote From PSYOP to Mind War with Colonel Paul E. Vallee, The Psychology of Victory. He discusses the use of psychotronic weapons or electronic weapons that influence the mind. Capitulation could be induced without firing a shot by using signals piggybacked on broadcasts of radio, TV, microwave communications to influence through subliminal suggestion, holograms, voice-to-skull and silent sound technologies to manipulate the feelings and thoughts of the target population. Behavior modification is a key component of peace enforcement, and modification will be directed at the American people. What Dr. Persinger is saying is that virtually any mental state can be artificially injected into a human brain from an exterior source. The most frightening thing is that the means for doing this already exists in a fully operational form on a worldwide basis. Quote, "The power levels for these amplitudes are similar to those associated with the signals generated globally by radio and communication system. Within the last two decades, a potential has emerged which was improbable, but which is now marginally feasible. This potential is the technical capability to influence directly the major portion of the approximately 6 billion brains of the human species by generating neural information within a physical medium within which all members of the species are immersed." Unquote. Dr. Persinger's message, minus the jargon, is that the entire human race can be controlled through the use of electromagnetic influence piggybacked on television and radio networks or other technological means.
Effectively, all consciousness is due to electromagnetic patterns generated within the brain. What we do is imitate what the brain normally does and apply it experimentally.
Like, you know, where are these thoughts coming from?
Those thoughts came from the neuroscience laboratory at Laurentian University in Sudbury, Ontario.
We are conditioned since high school. Remember, Charles Francis Potter said every school is a school of humanism. They ring the bell, you get up and move. Even before the bell rings, every 8 times a day, you're conditioned to say bow wow. That's the purpose of the bell and changing classes. That's the reason for it. Was to get you conditioned at a bell. Get you conditioned to ritual at the high school level. That's always been the purpose. And then the victor writes the history. But the catch to it is, they predict the history, they write the history, they establish the history, then they lie about it after it's done. And this is irrefutable. This is not a theory. It's not. So your history classes at Harvard are absolutely worthless. Your Harvard professor, he's no history major, history professor, he's worthless. because he's teaching you wrong history. By design, connected to the Council of Foreign Relations. I'm not done. How about this?
This is 911. Who is this? Where is your sister? What is she trying to do? Take pills?
What? No, my dad told me.
Hold on, tell me.
Our beautiful little girl, Candace, died by hanging 4 days after ingesting 100 milligrams of Zoloft.
Matt violently and with great difficulty took his own life.
She ended the night by cutting her wrist.
I found Jacob hanging from the rafter in our attic.
It wasn't the disease that caused my daughter to viciously mutilate herself. It was the drug.
These parents believe the drug companies had evidence there was a risk, but never told them.
I'd like to introduce you to my daughter, Caitlin Elizabeth McIntosh. Well, it's actually only a two-dimensional image of her, but it's all I have left. She died of suicide at age 12 years, 3 months, just 8 weeks after being put on Paxil and then Zoloft.
Our daughter Julie had been excited about college and had scored 1,300 in her SATs several weeks before her death. Instead of picking out colleges with our daughter, my wife and I had to pick out a cemetery plot for her. Instead of looking forward to visiting Julie at school, we now visit her grave.
On September 9, 2001, in a state of confusion and hopelessness, I put a .38 Special Smith & Wesson revolver under my chin and pulled the trigger.
I went from being a shy and mildly depressed but never suicidal kid to being overcome with thoughts of hurting and killing myself while on the SSRI drugs, thoughts which I acted on.
He told me, "I cannot stand the way this drug makes me feel." 2 days later, he committed suicide.
How do you erase the picture of your child trying to run in front of a moving car?
Would you people put your children on this drug? Would you take it yourselves?
A lot of the people who spoke this morning, the picture that was presented of their child or someone they knew was not someone who was very, very ill. It was someone who had relatively minor type findings, who were put on these drugs with terrible consequences.
Dr. David Healy is a world-renowned expert on antidepressant drugs, and he joins me in the studio. Thanks for coming in.
Hi. Thank you very much for having me. I actually use drugs to treat people who mm-hmm. got problems with their nerves. I used them when they came out first, and I use them still. And GPs prescribe them in good faith, because yeah. they think these things are reasonably harmless.
Yes.
When, in actual fact, they aren't.
I think what's happening is we're not just picking up people who were ill and need to be treated. We've gone way, way beyond that and are actually making people ill.
I want to ask the question of what kind of society have we become when increasingly it seems pharmaceutical companies can get drugs on the market which haven't been shown to work and which have been claimed to be safe and effective when they aren't.
Oh, this is about money. This is not about science.
The pharmaceutical industry has systematically misled physicians and patients.
The bottom line, we don't really know what these drugs are doing in real live human beings.
When you look at all of the documents, you see a pattern of misleading doctors who then unwittingly mislead patients. This is a betrayal of the public trust in physicians behind the scenes by the industry, and it must stop.
Harvard psychiatrist Joseph Glenn Mullen consults for lawyers suing antidepressant manufacturers. He prescribes these drugs to patients, but says he closely monitors them because he's seen extreme and dangerous reactions in some patients.
People who were not suicidal before I put them on the drug, who very clearly became agitated, sleepless, restlessness, and completely preoccupied with suicidal thoughts. And when I took them off the drug, it went away.
2 years ago, 16-year-old Corey Badsgard took a rifle to his high school and held 23 classmates hostage.
Describe around that time how you were feeling.
In the morning, I didn't feel like going to school. I felt sick, didn't feel like really, like I could get up very well. And so I went back to bed, and next thing I remember, I'm in juvie in the detention center where I used to live.
And no doubt that the medication did this. I mean, he had amnesia, hallucinations earlier. Abnormal dreams, which are all side effects of the medication.
That morning, Corey was on a mix of antidepressants prescribed for what doctors called situational depression. His father says the pills turned Corey from a sensitive teenage boy to a volatile marauder, susceptible to blind rage.
He was never a violent kid. I mean, he's always been a good kid, loved us, hugged us all. You know, he's never watched violent videos, and until the medication, he started, you know, after that, then we realized that he was having aggression problems and, you know, was out of character.
At Fox News, we found the Badsgaard story with antidepressants compelling, so we investigated further. We found a disturbing number of recent school shooters were either on medication or were experiencing withdrawal. The list includes 15-year-old Kip Kinkle withdrawing from Prozac when he shot 22 classmates, killing two, after murdering his mother and stepfather at his home in Springfield, Oregon. 18-year-old Jason Hoffman on Effexor and Celexa, and he opened fire at his California high school, wounding five. 15-year-old Sean Cooper on a mix of antidepressants when he shot students in Idaho. 15-year-old T.J. Solomon, also on a mix of antidepressants, when he aimed his shotgun at classmates in Conyers, Georgia, wounding six. And 17-year-old Eric Harris, on Luvox, when he and partner Dylan Klebold killed 12 classmates and a teacher in the bloodiest school massacre yet, Columbine.
One of the things that in the past we have known about depression is that it very, very rarely leads to violence. It's only been since the advent of these new SSRI drugs that we have murderers, sometimes even mass murderers, taking antidepressant drugs.
What's going to happen to you when some months or some years up the road you actually try to halt this drug?
You have these sudden electrical jolts.
Electric shock sensation.
I couldn't walk.
Incredibly fatigued.
I could hardly talk.
I used to get the shakes.
Pins and needles.
Extreme vertigo.
Violent dizzy spells.
I fainted a couple of times.
Chest pains.
I couldn't sleep.
Stomach spasms.
Migraine headaches.
The nervousness.
Racing thoughts.
Anxiety attacks.
Heightened emotional sensitivity.
Crying spells.
I was very angry.
I was in actual physical pain from these zaps. I mean, they just go through your whole body. And it's not only the zaps and getting sick. It just feels like all the panic attacks that you've missed from taking the drug are now bottling out of you like at an uncontrollable rate.
Doctors are told, oh, our drugs don't cause withdrawal. They cause something called discontinuation syndrome, but that's transient and mild. Don't worry about it too much.
Physicians miss that ultimately they're the consumers, but there's this weird market here because I consume by putting pills in your mouth. And you're the one who's going to have to suffer the consequences of things if they go wrong.
In Oregon, they're trying to get past, while y'all people are worried about, people out there are worried about Agenda 21 and Fukushima and whatever else they got us worrying about, this, that, and the other, flying the asteroids here and this, that, and the other. And they're passing a Child Euthanasia Act. So children can kill themselves and the parents can't stop them when they finally sign the International Rights of the Child that Hillary Clinton tried to get passed through in 1989. So everybody else is worried about what's going on over here, while they're passing these laws over there. And they put the drugs in there, and what have you got? You got children that want to die, and they can do it legally. And you can't do a thing about it. Is anybody stopping us? Is Ron Paul doing anything? No. He's a member of the secret societies himself. Every mother's son of them, and daughter too, are part of this. Everybody's minds are other places. Nobody's doing a thing if they complain about it. ...7,800 veterans sue the CIA and DOD Army for experimentation, including septal implants of microchips to control will and human behavior. That's a couple years ago. Where is it now? April 13th, 2013. Another article, Pentagon has commissioned DARPA to implant chips in soldiers' brains. You know the Joint Chief of Staff knows all about this. Yet they sit fat and happy at the Council of Foreign Relations, briefing them. Now they're trying to get passed nationwide to make marijuana legal. Marijuana is a drug. No matter how you pull, no matter how you cut the mustard, marijuana is a drug. Whether it's natural, unnatural, made out of plastic, whatever you want to call it, it grows and it makes you high. You can say, well, it helps us with cancer. Whatever. It still makes you high. They know that. Now they legalize it. And now you have the electronic cigarette. They're going to make it in marijuana. You got your own portable little water pipe there. Isn't that cool? It's a drug. Natural or otherwise, it's a drug. Period. And they know that. Mm-mm-mm. 1973, Dr. Ralph and Robert Schwetzebel came up with an implanted device into homosexual felons. And this implanted device, in a study based on coercive behavior modification techniques of offenders, I got a copy of the darn thing, called Development and Legal Regulation of Coercive Behavior Modification Techniques with Offenders. A miniaturized radio transmitter implanted in the brain or body can monitor and transmit the conversations, locations, even the sexual response of the subjects 24 hours a day. And the report explains that sewed up inside the subject's body, along with the transponder, would be a radio-controlled electronic device. That device would deliver punishment to the offender anywhere in the world. So when they get a little bit fired up sexually, they would detect it. Okay. And then fire up an electrical shock. Because they believe that behavior could be controlled back in 1973. However, Professor Ralph K. Schwetzebel of Harvard, not only talks about homosexuals to control their behavior, but also offenders' financial matters and disputes over financial obligations and socially troublesome persons. And in the same study group, there's a National Security Agency computer specialist. He proposed attaching miniaturized electronic tracking devices to 20 million Americans. I say be very careful on this march on the 16th or 15th or 16th.
This is a list of 23 key mind control related devices that have been issued patents from the United States Patent Office between 1956 and 2003. Many of these patents are microwave technology used in electromagnetic mind control and organized stalking of individuals with directed energy weapons. This is not a list of all patented mind control technology and devices in the United States. This is only some of them. National Security Agency devil worshippers, known to be working long-range takeover plans here spanning several generations, were also known to have plans to use many of these technologies to mind control the planet, including the United States population. These satanic mind control monsters are still inside of our government today, running the show behind the shield of the National Security Act of 1947. Other mad scientists, such as Dr. M. A. Persinger, inventor of the God Helmet, and authority on electromagnetic mind control via microwaves, have further developed electromagnetic mind control using these patented technologies.
What Dr. Persinger is saying is that virtually any mental state can be artificially injected into a human brain from an exterior source. The most frightening thing is that the means for doing this already exists in a fully operational form on a worldwide basis. Quote, The power levels for these amplitudes are similar to those associated with the signals generated globally by radio and communication system. Within the last two decades, a potential has emerged which was improbable, but which is now marginally feasible. This potential is the technical capability to influence directly the major portion of the approximately 6 billion brains of the human species by generating neural information within a physical medium within which all members of the species are immersed, unquote. Dr. Persinger's message, minus the jargon, is that the entire human race can be controlled through the use of electromagnetic influence piggybacked on television and radio networks or other technological means.
Effectively, all consciousness is due to electromagnetic patterns generated within the brain. What we do is imitate what the brain normally does and apply it experimentally.
Like, you know, where are these thoughts coming from?
Those thoughts came from the neuroscience laboratory at Laurentian University in Sudbury, Ontario.
I've got one that can see.
He's a tall, Caucasian male. Doesn't appear armed.
Okay, he says part of the movie They. You see, this is all connected. Now, going back to what I was talking about 2 hours ago. Since the human body has the broadest sense of expression, having been only made in the likeness of God, these demons that we've also synthesized with technology, as I've proven, they seek the highest prize to enter human beings. In the body of a man or woman, demons have the broadest sense of scope of manifestation, we'll call it, and expression. But when they cannot find, this most prized possession of dwelling, a body is less expression will do. One thing is certain, they cannot rest without being in possession of some body through which they can find expression, as I explained a couple of hours ago. Perhaps now you, those that's listening that are still with me because you're not scared out of your wits, because they have lost this and they have no power in the name of Jesus Christ. That's the point they don't want you to know about. They must bow to the name of Jesus. Not to some technology, not to a copper bullet, not to a 25mm man-packed weapon. Not to some Wicca witchcraft or exorcist out of the Catholic Church. You got to be kidding me. You can understand why then Jesus went to cast out the legion of demons from the maniac. The demons begged, saying in the scripture, "Let us go into the swine then." And upon being cast out of the man, they entered the whole herd of swine. They all ran the water and were drowned. If they didn't have a man, they wanted to have at least a pig, some kind of animal that they could possess in the same way. And you know, they manifest their own personalities in the persons whom they possess. Different classes. I'm going to talk about that this week. But you know, the tragedy is the Christians, those who know about this, not all Christians, they've not been taught what the Bible clearly sets forth about the work of demons. They've not been told how the government controls, just like I've told you today. And how they open the pattern, open the door for demons to come in. So you have a double whammy going on here. The drugs are a way they open the portals. But the only thing people hear regarding demons is that they're spooks or ghosts or shadows or movies or something. Something to be feared secretly but never spoken of in churches. The churches are failing mankind. That's what the religion's all about. The majority of people have been influenced to fear demons, if there's such a thing. Are we not in movies to fear them? No. They're to fear you in the name of Jesus Christ. It's all because of a lack of understanding about them and their legal defeat at the cross of Calvary. So, unless you understand about demons and their work, about Satan and his defeat, sometimes you fear to speak or to preach about it or talk about it because everybody wants to change the subject. They want to run away. You can't run away from this. It's impossible. Unless you have Jesus with you. But you lose your fear of them when you have Jesus in your heart and you're born again. Instead, you make them fear you. Some people have ignorantly said that there's no such thing as demons today, that the title is merely a figure of speech. That's not true at all. The Bible's clear and definite in its teaching about demons, as it is about the angels that are there to protect you. Both are actual and they are real today, and both should be understood. But the churches are failing. Proof of their existence is manifesting. Even the church, the Catholic Church, has now started exorcist assignments, teaching their pope, their preachers, or whatever they got, I don't know, their priests, they're having a squad of exorcists. I guess you could say they're ghostbusters at the Catholic Church. That's pretty serious. Family, we're at the end of the program. And hope you gained something today. I decided to use both barrels today. I'm going to do the same thing tomorrow. I'm going to let you all know we're played out to TalkStream Live, certainly. TalkStream Live, if you would, when you go into it, hit that green bar next to my face. And that's kind of like a vote every hour. Do that for me, if you would. So I'll know if I'm people listening to me. That's all I want to do. And we're played up at highportradio.net, John Kirkler, who has three towers now. And he puts out our shows, Bible studies, New York, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. And also KBLU Radio up in Colorado, Blue Raven Network, also plays a simulcast on occasion. And my website is watchmenforjesus.com. My Facebook is Watchmen for Jesus. That's easy. Family, I don't play around here. I give you all the truth, and you go back and either confirm it or refute it, every way you want to. But family, I try to give you all solutions and not just fear, because the fear is lost when you have solutions. And Jesus is a solution. Living right is a solution. Working together is a solution that you're not being told about. They've lost this already. It's just we're counting the casualties as we move along. There's no way possible that they can win. It's impossible to defeat the Creator. They think they can, actually, by their knowledge of controlling the weather. Now you see how HAARP works. They figure in their transhumanized army that's being developed now, and their control of the forces of nature by using HAARP and other means, that they can defeat God and live eternally. That's the biggest, biggest picture going on today. That's what's happening. And cloning, getting the bodies where the spirits can reside in. Now you see what's happening around us, that people are missing. Joint Chief of Staff have no clue about their world. Even the secret societies, cosmic top secret, they have no idea. This is a reality I've been talking about for the past 2 hours. I'll continue on this week, as long as I can go. They've lost. We're counting the casualties as all is happening right now. It's all through Jesus and taking him as your Savior and changing your mind about sin. That's really what it boils down to. We're going through a tribulation. It's coming. Whose side are you going to be on? It's not about religion. It's not about philosophy. It's not about even politics. All that's secondary and just distractions. So tonight, Bible study, 7:30 to 9. And all the rest of the week till Friday. Hey, y'all, have a good evening. Know that you've won through Jesus. And tomorrow we'll continue on. And where he wants me to go, that's what I'll talk about. So have a good night. God bless. And when I sign off today, the broadcast will continue on the 24-hour loop that it has. And there you have it. So good night, God bless, and this is The Watchman, signing off.
From the sky, guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.